This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me on this sunny morning is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. How are you?
I am great.
You survived Guy Fieri?
We did. Wow, that was fun. The rumor, I was not there, but I heard, but everybody said it was fun, and the rumor I heard is that he called the hog something like 12 times.
That's what I heard.
Yes. The first time he put a razorback hat on his head, and the crowd started to do calling the hogs, and he just had this look on his face like, what is going on? And then he got into it, and then the rest
of the
night.
You get Guy Fieri to have that look, then you've done something unusual.
It was everything I have heard was that he had a really good time here, and that it was a fun night, and he kind of didn't want to leave. And now I'm seeing people, you know, cooking his food and continuing to talk about him. So that was fun.
Still got a big agenda for the warm weather months.
Yes, most definitely. Guy Fieri kind of kicked off Art of Wine for us with a food event. And beginning this evening and continuing through Saturday, we have the rest of the Art of Wine Festival. This is the 11th year that we've done the festival. It's our biggest fundraiser. It raises lots of money for our arts and education programs. And it begins this evening with a dinner on stage, which is sold out. And it continues tomorrow with a tasting event, which is also sold out, believe it or not.
Wow.
Wonderful. Good for us. And at the same time that the tasting is going on, out at the Amp, we have a completely different event. We have the David Crowder Band. Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about this concert is that a portion of the proceeds will go to Joplin Relief. And there will also be semi-trucks on site where if you have goods that you want to donate, you can put them in the trucks and they'll take them up to the site. So that's Friday at 7:30 out at the Amp. And then Saturday, more Art of Wine events. And happily for Saturday, we do have some tickets left. So Saturday's events that have tickets available are 11 a.m. at the Wine Lovers Brunch. Mm-hmm. This is a slightly less formal kind of event than our big dinners. You taste 6 different wines, and they're paired with different brunch foods. Ella's does the catering for the food. And then you have a kind of a wine guide taking you through the pairings and helping you realize what you should be smelling and hearing and tasting as you taste the wine. Really fun. It's generally a lot of it's not very pretentious. It's just a lot of laughter and good times and good stories. So that's at 11 a.m. on Saturday. And then at 6 p.m. on Saturday night is the final event of the Art of Wine, which is our premier tasting. And this is our event for people who really want to explore the wine. We have two different tastings, and the first tastings is kind of like a big party.
Right. That's the one that's sold out.
And the premier tasting is a little more exclusive. It's a more expensive ticket, and there are actually fewer wines at this event, but they are of reserve quality. So these are the good ones. And what's nice about this event is because the crowd is smaller, you have more time to talk with your friends and also to interact with the vintners who are there, who can help you understand the wine that you're tasting. We will also be up at the Bentonville Arts Fest. We'll have a booth up there, and we'll be talking about upcoming shows, and there's all kinds of things going on up there. So in and out of Art of Wine, in and out of the Arts Fest, it's a fabulous weekend for art, that's for sure. So then we're off on Sunday, and actually beginning on the 13th, which is Monday, we have some camps that are happening at Walton Arts Center with a Trike Theater. These are kids' camps. I believe it's for kindergarten through second grade.
Yeah, little ones.
Little ones. And, of course, drama camps for little kids are just they're fantastic because little kids haven't lost their imagination yet. And so it's a wonderful chance for them to get in touch with that. Trike is a great organization. They work really hard to make kids, you know, feel confident and stay connected to play and imagination. So that begins on the 13th. There are still registrations available for that, and you can do those at our website, waltonartscenter.org. And then that's it for a couple of weeks. That's the 13th of June, and then we don't have another show, actually, until after the 4th of July.
Guys and Dolls. Now, when do they roll into town to start working?
They will be in town just before the holiday season. So they'll come in, I believe they come in about a week or 2 weeks before the show goes up. So this is another case of a show coming here to mount their tour. So they'll be in our hall and they'll be teching and doing production rehearsals and taking B-roll and doing production photos and all those things that a tour needs to do before they go out on the road. But the show is, it's a very small tour. Usually these Broadway tours, they book many, many weeks over the course of the year, and they plan to be out for years. This is smaller. They're only going to select markets. So it's really It's really quite exciting that they're going to be here first. It's an equity tour, and many of the cast are the young, hot stars on Broadway right now. So it's exciting. We're thrilled for it. Of course, Guys and Dolls. I mean, Guys and Dolls is the – it's one of the standard Broadway songs and songs and dance shows. You know, it just – it harkens back to – what Broadway was, mm-hmm. You know, it's that classic story with those tunes that you know, Luck Be a Lady and, you know, all those great songs.
Nathan Detroit
and Sky Masterson, right. And Adelaide, the hypochondriac singer. You know, it's wonderful. One of my favorites. And it's going to be a beautiful production. It's very lavish, very, very high production values. So that's July 9th at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Tickets for that are on sale right now. So you can get tickets by calling us or going to the box office.
You've got Theater Square.
That's right.
Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, also known as SONA.
Yeah.
Those seasons.
Yeah. This is the time of year when all the arts organizations release their seasons for next year. And so Theater Square has their four-show season on sale. It's a subscription package right now. It's their sixth season. It looks fantastic. It's a great mix of comedy and holiday and new shows. And then SONA, Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, has also put their full subscription on sale. And they have a five-show season beginning in September to three what we would call masterworks concerts, where they'll play major works by Mahler and Tchaikovsky and Mozart and all of that. And then two concerts where what we would call pops.
Right.
So there'll be a Christmas pops show, and then there will also be a collaboration in the spring with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. So that's their five-show season. So both of these organizations have their season packages on sale right now, so you can buy the full season. And it's a really good way to save money and to get early access to the seats, but it's also a sign of support for these, you know, these great organizations that are growing and becoming so much more successful. So you can also get those through our box office as well.
And you finally announced,
yes,
the 10x10 series.
10x10 series.
Which was such a success last year.
I'm so excited that 10x10 is coming back, and I'm very excited about how it's evolving. One of the things that has just been so much fun for us is that the concept of 10x10 and the little things like our sticky notes that go up on the wall after every show is starting to bubble up in throughout the field. Like, we're going to conferences and people are talking about this series, and they're talking about the feedback that we get and how it's working. And so it's just it's proof that this idea really has resonance, and it really does here in the community. I'm just so excited to bring it back. What we will be doing is tomorrow, starting at 9 a.m., we will put the Perfect 10 package on sale. This is the opportunity to purchase all 10 shows. The tickets are only $10, so you can get all 10 shows for $100. And that will get you 10 performances that begin in October and run through June of 2012, and you're set. You have your cultural, you know, taste for the year.
You know what's great about the 10x10? Do you remember the Ed Sullivan Show?
Vaguely, yes.
I mean, you know of it.
Oh, of course.
You're not. You're younger than me. But the Ed Sullivan Show, you know, it's when variety was king.
Yeah.
And you would have musician followed by something. And the 10x10 series is like this extended Ed Sullivan Show, but no plate spinning. Other than plate spinning, you've got it all.
That's awesome. That's a great analogy. And I think what I'm coming to appreciate most about 10x10, and what I hope the 10x10 audiences start to get involved in, is this is your chance to try something that you're not familiar with. So, like, I know that we had a lot of people come out who go, oh, I love classical music, and oh, look at this great price, I can actually afford to go. I want those folks, I hope that maybe they will go, why don't I try something here? Why don't I come to Mark Morris? You know, there's going to be live music, classical music at Mark Morris. You know what? I think I can give that a shot. The end goal of this series for us is to tap into people's need to be challenged and be inspired by something they aren't familiar with. So I hope the variety aspect of it is what people resonate with. And so that's why I hope when we put the subscription on sale tomorrow that we'll have some people who buy all 10 and go, you know what? Yeah, I have no idea what The Importance of Being Earnest is about, but you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. So fingers crossed.
So the package on sale tomorrow morning at 9.
That's correct.
You can do it in person or online?
You can do it in person, online, or over the phone. WaltonArtsCenter.org is our website, and 443-5600 is our phone number. Or you can stop by the box office and talk to the reps in person.
Jody, thanks so much.
Thank you.